The healing power of love. The healing power of love. The healing power of love. This is Dr. Herbert O'Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. The healing power of love. Many times, parents get a kiss, and the kiss is a healing power, and the child goes away healed, whole and perfect. Many times, a person says, "Oh, it's all right. I'm whole and perfect. All is in divine order." And that's a healing power of love, and it does marvelous, marvelous, wonderful things. And then, sometimes, we have circumstances in our life that cause us to feel very uncomfortable. We have a bad tummy. We have a bad tooth. We have many other problems that could take place in our life. And we look at those problems and we say, "Oh my goodness, they're not very nice at all." And then we surround them with our pure white light of love. I surround my tummy with my pure white light of love. I surround my foot with my pure white light of love. I surround any part of my body with my pure white light of love. And I keep surrounding it with my pure white light of love. I am doing this consciously, and I'm doing it definitely, and I'm doing it wonderfully. And it is surrounded by my pure white light of love. And as I continue to surround it with my pure white light of love, just saying the word has power, the word has peace, it changes my attitude of mind, it changes my attitude of body, it changes my attitude of all that I am. And I am indeed surrounded by my pure white light of love. Now, it doesn't matter what the circumstance may be. I may have a family with many children, and all the children are having their wonderful experiences. I may be just by myself. I may be walking down a country road, and I see something that needs to be taken care of. And I turn my attention to it, and I say, "I surround you with my pure white light of love. You're whole and perfect." Whether it's a mouse chasing an ant, or whether it's anything at all, it doesn't matter. I surround everything with my pure white light of love. I look at all the world with my pure white light of love. There is nothing beyond my ken of my pure white light of love, because my pure white light of love reaches out and surrounds and enfolds everything in my world, starting with me. And this is something I never forget. My pure white light of love surrounds all in my world with wholeness and perfection, with happiness and delight, and I start with me. Yes, I start with me. I am the foundation. I am the beginning stone. When I start with me, all things seem to work out in beautiful divine order. When I start with me, all things seem to come to me in a most marvelous, magical way. And instead of complaining or being unhappy with relationships with other people, I say all is in divine order. I say all is in divine order. I don't say it out loud. I can, but I don't say it out loud. I say it in my heart. And as I say it in my heart, and I look at the people, and I challenge them, and I say, "Oh my gosh, you guys are great. Hey, that's fantastic. Wow, man, I like to see that happen." And as I say those things from the very depth of my soul, the depth of my heart, they take place in my life. But I say them wholeheartedly. I say them honestly. I say them with all the feeling and emotion, with all the joy and all the harmony that I have. Because the joy and harmony in me bubbles out everywhere. It bubbles out into all the things that I do, into all the people that I meet. I have enough people around me who give me that demonstration and show me that aspect of my beingness. I have enough of them all around me telling me how wonderful my world is, how wonderful I am, how wonderful everything is. I keep spreading out this unconditional love, this unconditional joy, this unconditional healing realization that it's a power and it's a joy. And then I just watch the world And I sit back in smiling repose and say, hey, you guys are wonderful, to myself. And they don't even know what's happening to them. They don't even know that I'm surrounding them with the purity of my good thought. They don't even know that I'm lifting them up with my heart of love. They don't even know it. And we do that to everyone, you and I. Not just me. My goodness, if it were just me, I would have this world done in a minute, because I'm constantly in that state of consciousness that all the world is in love with all the world. And all the world first is in love with itself and then reaches out to love the world. And with that love, healing takes place. All is returned to its original purity and integrity. All is in divine order. All is magic, and all is wonder, and all is beauty, and all is goodness. Oh, it is so great. And I keep saying these things. And I walk along the path every morning, and I say to myself, I am the pure white light of love. I surround myself with my pure white light of love. I am peace. I am joy. I am love. I am wholeness. And I speak it of my dog, and I speak it of everybody in my world. I don't miss anybody. I cover everybody. I am so busy on my walk, blessing the world and blessing the things that are going on around me. And then when I stop and think about it, yeah, they are blessed. Oh my goodness, how wonderful they're blessed. How beautifully they're blessed. But I don't stop very long because I'm walking around my meditation path. I'm pacing along. And I'm enjoying it. And whenever I have an idea, I go to my notepad on my iPhone, which I always carry with me, and I put the note on the notepad. And so then when I get back from my walk, I don't have to keep thinking about what I'd like to do or what I'm going to do. I just have little notes. And I take those notes and transcribe them on another piece of paper. And then there they are right before me. And really, they're all done already because I have already placed them in my pure white light of love, surrounded them by my unconditional love, recognized that the healing light of love, my healing light of joy and peace and power, are theirs right now. And there's nothing more to do. Oftentimes, as I write little notes to myself, I get back to my hermitage and I transcribe them and I go up for breakfast or whatever meal I'm going to go to, or whatever attitude I'm going to, up to the monastery. And I arrive at the monastery, and lo and behold, half the things on my notes, somebody else has already been doing or is doing now. And all of the thoughts that I had in my mind are passed along to everyone else. And with great joy in their heart, they say, Herb, I did this, Herb, I did that. And I say, oh, wow, that is beautiful. I don't say, that's what I thought in my mind. I don't say that was what my attitude was, because when I say that was what my attitude was, I act kind of persnickety. And I don't want to act persnickety at all. I want to act with humble love, with joyful love. And I know in my heart I put that cause in motion. And they carried out that cause I put in motion and didn't even know that they were carrying out a cause I put in motion, because they thought it was their cause. And how wonderful that is. How wonderful it is that they do things for me because they want to do it, because they think it's their cause. And how wonderful it is of me or you, as we put causes in motion in our heart and our mind and our soul, and then we watch them reveal themselves. We watch them flow out into every aspect of our life, flow out into every experience of our life, and how great it is, and what a wonderful joy it is to say, I see you whole and perfect. And then I later meet the same person that I said, I see you whole and perfect earlier. And I see them whole and perfect. And they're just fantastic. They're bouncing around like a young spring chicken. Just like me. Bouncing around like a young spring chicken. Happy as can be. The ideal chauffeur. The ideal friend. The ideal person. The ideal God in all. This is where you are, this is where I am, and this is where the world is, and how great it is. Join me in this revelation of inner peace and see it take place, for it is already done. in the outer world. I love you. I love you. I love you.